Who can guess what I'm speaking on? I didn't put up any bulletins or anything like that. Anybody got a clue? Anybody? I'll give you $5 if you guess what I'm speaking about. No. All right. Forget it. Okay, so you guys had your chance. I'm not going to tell you what I'm speaking on tonight just yet. We're going to play a little game. You guys like games? Anybody got an Xbox out there? Xbox 360? Xbox 480? I don't know. Ooh. All right. It's pretty bad when my own sound man's heckling me. Yes. So we're going to play a game, and so I need everybody to stand up. And this is going to kind of be an exercise and fun thing that we can do, okay? So the first thing we're going to do, no jumping, no somersaults, no worms. Yeah. Okay, everybody pay attention. You're going to need to hear this. We're going to pair off into one-on-one groups, okay? So like two people to a group. And you have to find somebody that you don't really know that well, okay? And don't make me go around and like be like, okay, I know you know him, and I know you guys know each other, and that is your husband, so, you know, please separate. Please, none of that. Okay, everybody clear on what we're doing? Everybody down with this? Okay, let's go. Find your partner. Do-si-do. I've been talking to myself about the greatness coming. Talking to myself about the greatness coming. Talking to myself about the greatness coming. Greatness coming my way. Okay, does everybody have a partner? If you don't have a partner, raise your hand so I can see where you're at. Two people, two, just two on two. No three on one, no six on 12. Just two on two. We're looking good? Everybody good? One on one. Just you and your partner. Everybody good? All right. Okay, here's the first rule of this game. Okay? Rule numero dos is you have to find out what that person's name is. So, yeah, go for that. What's your name? Oh, okay. And you have to remember what their name is. You can't, like, forget it in 2 seconds, okay? Everybody got everybody's name? Two on two group. Well, one on one. We're doing one on one. Okay, rule number two. Are you ready? You have to find out where that person goes to school. If they don't go to school, find out where they work. If they don't work, find out when they're going to get a life, okay? No work, no school. Yeah. Everybody good? Everybody good on that? Okay, rule number three. You guys ready? Find something that you have in common with your partner. Two legs doesn't count. A nose doesn't count. We both breathe doesn't count. both like long walks on the beach. We both love staring into each other's eyes, you know, whatever it might be. Does everybody have something? If you're not done, raise your hand. Okay, here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to go around to each group, and you're going to, like, tell me the stuff that you just learned, okay? All right? All right, let's do this quick, okay? Everybody over here, this isn't going to work, I don't think. Anybody think this is not going to work? Oh, be quiet. Okay, Dave.
Quiet.
Who is this we got here?
This is Stephen Pittman.
And where does Stephen go to school?
Destiny Christian School.
And what do you guys have in common?
We love music.
Love music. And who's this?
This is Dave Vella.
What does he do?
He works at Macy's and used to go to the Incarnate Word.
Awesome. All right. Moving right along. I think we know everybody. Let's just find out what we have in common, okay? What do you guys have in common? Oh. What do you guys have in common?
Fashion and shoes.
Okay. What? And like music. Okay, that's cool. What do you guys have in common?
We both worked at a Marriott hotel.
Wow. Impressive. What do you guys have in common?
Tattoos.
All right. Praise the Lord. What do you guys have in common?
Favorite color is blue.
Favorite color is blue. It's interesting. What do you guys have in common?
We both watch Grounded for Life.
Cool. I have no idea. What do you guys have in common?
We both used to play football and baseball.
Awesome. All right. What do you guys have in common, you two?
Art.
Okay. Did you guys play? No. That's what they have in common. Dadach, what do you have in common?
We both want to work at Starbucks.
What do you guys have in common?
We're related.
I guess that works.
We both like soccer.
Both like soccer. World Cup fans.
We're both 15 years old.
15 years old.
We both like movies.
Both like movies. Hank, what's your favorite movie?
Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge. Thank you very much. What do you guys have in common?
Both play piano.
Both play piano. Had no clue. What do you guys have in common?
Both like food and MySpace.
It's good. What do you guys have in common?
A couple things. We both play the guitar, and we like the Marx Brothers movies, the classics.
Marx Brothers, those three brothers? Yeah. Four brothers? No, whatever. What do you guys have in common?
Who's your partner?
Robert, Bobby, Bob Ace. We were both MVP basketball players at Destiny Schools. MVP.
Which absolutely counts for everything. retired your jersey in the Family Life Center. What do you guys have in common?
We both play volleyball and basketball.
Awesome. What do you guys have in common?
We both have white dads.
You both have what?
White.
Both of your dads are white, okay. What do you guys have in common?
Our favorite food is ice cream. We both like to dance. We don't know what we want to do when we grow up, so we're just not going to grow up.
Anybody understand that? It's like I didn't understand the accent. Everybody get that? All right. What do you guys have in common?
We both like to dance.
And we're both Christians.
Amen. Give it up for Christ. Okay, here's the deal. I want you to stay with your buddy tonight while I speak, okay? So somehow find a way to sit down next to your buddy, your partner, your pal. Teaming up. Did I go to every group? I didn't forget a group, did I? Okay, I didn't think so. Now, does anybody have an idea what I'm talking about tonight? Nope, wrong. Okay, that's cool. Who said that? Who said that? Why did you say that? That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Cassandra's tipping her off. She's like, I'll split the $2.50 with you. It's love your neighbor. Give me that $2.50. Yes, tonight's message I'm speaking on loving one another. Yay. You guys are really stoked about this. Now, when we think about loving each other, what's a picture we sometimes often get? People hugging. What else? Kissing. Okay, we'll stop there. What else maybe on a different train of thought? When, time. That's a good one. When you love someone, you spend time together. You invest time. Anybody else got anything good like that? Money. You spend time and money. Time is money. So that's what you would call repetition. What else? Sacrifice? Clothes? Okay, now it's getting weird. Now me, Matt Bell, you know, I don't really think like everybody else. Some people call it a disorder. Other people say, what's wrong with you? Whatever, it's cool, you know? It's just the way God made me, and I'm just happy about it. But when I think of love, I often get this picture in my mind. You guys are familiar with this? Cupid. I thought that was funny. Nobody else laughed. Nobody else thought it was funny that I put a picture of a naked boy in a cowboy hat up on the screen. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I probably laughed for a good 45 minutes when that came up on my computer screen. Like straight. Like without even breathing. I don't know how I did it. I kind of got that circular breathing thing going, kind of like Kenny G. Any Kenny G fans out there in the house? We're going to have a Kenny G. What? Hey, funny story. Okay, never mind. His wife said no. All right. No, if you want to come up here and. Okay, well, I don't know what's going. Okay. Yeah, never mind. No,
really quick. Funny story about Kenny G. I took my wife to a Kenny G concert. She really wanted to go. I thought it was the most wussiest thing in the world. But, you know, it had to happen. So, a few weeks later, my cousin was listening to a radio station. And the point of the day was, what is the wussiest thing that a guy could do for his girl? Like, you know, and whoever had the best story won tickets to the Spurs game. Well, my cousin calls up, and I'm happening to listen at the same time. And he says, yeah, man, my cousin took his girl to a Kenny G concert, man. And the guys are like, ah, you know, just like this biggest thing. At the end of the day, man, my cousin calls me up and says, dude, we're going to the Portland Trailblazers and the Spurs game, man. We won. I'm like, oh, thanks. Anyway, got rattled about it for quite a while.
So you scored twice. Once with, you know, you scored points with your wife, and then you got to go to the Spurs game. That's something. All right. So Cupid, why were we talking about Kenny G? Circular breathing. All right. Well, you guys don't think this is funny? I think that this is really, really funny. But I'm weird and I've got issues and people say I'm retarded. So we're going to give Cupid a rest tonight. You know, let him take a break off, because that's not the kind of love that I'm talking about. You know, Cupid shows up and he shoots his arrows and does all these things and whatever. But Jesus said about love. In John 13:34, he said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Okay. Now, here's a little background on the word love. Do you know what language of the Bible was written in? The New Testament was written in Greek. And they had three different words for love. We only have one, and so it kind of gets confusing. And so I looked it up on Wikipedia. Everybody love that website? You can, like, read it for days and just learn and learn and learn. I looked up love in Greek, and I got there were three different main definitions of love in the Greek. And the first one is phileo love, okay? And this means from the heart. This is a kind of love that a mother has for her child, that, you know, you have for your parents or your mother or your uncle that, you know, gave you a Porsche, whatever. This is just that kind of natural love from the inside. You know, you got your heart that beats, and it's like, man, I just love my mom. Anybody out there, can I get a witness? Thank you. Thank you for that sneezy witness. Okay, the second type of love was called eros love. And this is what I'm calling love from the loins. This is kind of like what you might feel for your girlfriend that's sitting next to you or your boyfriend. It's kind of like, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, is everybody clear? I don't need to, like, go into any more detail. That's what that is. It's kind of that passionate love. It's like, All right? Love from the loins. If you don't know what loins are, you can go look them up, wikipedia.com. Actually, don't go do that because I don't know what would come up. Look it up in the dictionary. That's pretty safe. They normally don't have... Okay. The third love, anybody know what that might be? Agape love. And that's the most important kind of love. That's the one that's most prevalent in the New Testament. And that's what I'm calling love from the head. And this is the kind of love that it talks about in John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that he would die for us and we would be delivered from our sins." This is a love that's kind of like a decision. It's the love that God has for us. It goes beyond that feeling that we have for our parents. It's the love that never fails. You've heard that verse, love never fails. Like, the Bible has so much to say about love, and especially Jesus. And I want to read this passage of Scripture, unless somebody wants to read it. Would somebody like to read it? No? Oh, well, shut down. That's cool. I got it, Mike. Thanks. Oh, I thought you had my back. Okay, Matthew 5. This is Jesus speaking. Everybody know who Jesus is, right? So these are really important words because, like, the Son of God said them himself, right? Okay. And this is out of the Message Bible, so it's a little wordy, but it's good if you listen, okay? And this is in Matthew chapter 5. That last part was kind of a joke because I keep acting like I'm going to read it, and then I don't. Praise him. Praise him who saves him. Okay, Matthew 5, Jesus speaking about love. He says, "You're familiar with the old written law, love your friend, and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy." Anybody ever heard of that? You know, you love your friends, you hate your enemies. Why would you love your enemies? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. But Jesus says, "I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with prayer. For then you are working out your true selves, your God-created selves. This is what God does. He gives his best. He gave us the sun to warm us." God, have you guys been, like, being beaten down by the sun? I'm sorry to, like, get off track. But, like, I wore, like, a black shirt today, and I don't know what I was thinking. It was, like, the dumbest thing I've ever done since, like, saying I'd be the youth pastor. No, that's a joke. I'm joking. You know, I'm totally joking. I really wore a black shirt today. That's the part that I was serious about. Okay, I don't know. You know what? I had, like, 8 Mountain Dews right before I got up here. So that's that. Okay. "He gave us the sun to warm us and the rain to nourish. He gave it to everyone regardless, the good and the bad." You know, God doesn't just give the rain to the good people and the sun to the good people. He gives it to the good and the bad. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does these things. In a word, what I'm saying is, grow up. Your kingdom people, now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously towards others the way God lives towards you. So kind of what I'm talking about tonight is just loving your neighbor, loving one another. That's kind of how that game ties into it, you know? That's like the most basic form of reaching out beyond ourselves that we can do. Hi, how you doing? My name is Matt. I don't go to school. And the things that we have in common are these. And then you just build from there. John 1, 4, 7, and 8 tells us, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." So this verse tells us if we don't love our neighbor, if we don't reach out to befriend new people who are different from us, who maybe smell weird, like myself, who maybe look weird, like myself, who maybe talk weird, like myself, or whatever. I'm not doing this because I need friends, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when new people walk in here, are we really reaching out and showing them God's love? Is that what we're doing? Because if we're not, it says that we don't even know God. That's what it says. It's pretty crazy, you know? When a new person walks in here, are we like, would anybody like to be the new person up on stage with me? Anybody? You have to have thick skin. How about I be the new person? You can, like, make fun of me. Yeah, John? Yeah, come on up here. Everybody give this guy a big hand. Okay, I'm going to prep him real quick. Okay. Good deal. Okay. Don't make any comments about my weight. Okay, I'm kind of sensitive. Okay. Okay, well, here we go. I'm the new guy. Here, I'll walk in from the back, and you can like, wait, no, wait. We'll do like this. All right, here you go.
Why are you so tall?
What?
Why do you smell weird?
Okay, thank you. Hey, great. Great job. Sometimes things, yeah, that was great. Man, you really hurt me, John. I'm really upset with you. But when new people walk in, you know, what do we think to ourselves? Like, why are they wearing that? I wouldn't be caught dead in that. You know, these are things that God is working out in my own heart that have been having to been worked out for like 100 years. And, you know, every now and again, I need to be reminded that we need to reach out to our friends and our neighbors and our people at school that we know and the new people that are coming in. We need to just embrace them with the love of Jesus, right? There was one more verse I wanted to read you. And I think I have it up on the PowerPoint. I don't have it in my notes. There we go. It's the second part of the verse I read at the beginning. It says, you want to all read it out together? Let's do it. Let me give you a new commandment. Love one another. In the same way I loved you, you will love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, whether they see the love you have for each, when they see the love you have for each other. That's really like the only thing that we have that separates us from the world is the love that we have for each other and the way we reach out beyond ourselves and do the right thing and put other people first and reach out and touch lives with the love that Jesus has for us, you know? So Lord Jesus, I pray that you would just bless each one of these young people that are here tonight. Lord, teach us, show us, speak to our hearts ways that we can reach out to our friends, our neighbors, our cousins, our classmates, our coworkers, people we see on the streets. God, show us how to love people the way you did, and then help us to act on those things. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys are great. You're dismissed. Next Wednesday, we'll be here doing this again. So thanks for coming. If you're new, get something free out at the Seagen Cafe.